The Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors met Wednesday, June 17th. Had the opportunity to visit with Ron Lorenz, superintendent of the Red Oak Community School District. He tells us about the discussion item for early retirement. Mr. Lorenz tells us this.
So you had a first reading of Board Policy 401.7. Now, this is early retirement. Quite a bit of discussion, Mr. Lorenz, around this.
This is actually, and this is something I set this up by saying this is something we have to talk about because we're in a situation based on this ongoing enrollment declines, the need to adjust staff, and just the budgetary pressures that we're experiencing. We think that it may be time to offer an early retirement incentive.
Okay.
That's something that, you know, I think the district has used in the past, but it's also something that should occur infrequently. We haven't done it for at least 6 years since I've been here, but this may be the time. So what we did is basically take out that policy, dust it off a little bit, tighten it up, and we brought the board some ideas to consider. We talked a lot about, you know, what we were trying to accomplish in terms of potentially offering an early retirement incentive. We talked about, you know, eligibility requirements. Typically, we ask that teachers primarily are 55 years of age and have served for 10 years continuously in the district. You know, that's the verbiage that we included in the policy, but we wanted to get some feedback from the board. We talked about participation limits, which the default number is 5. The thing I think that's unique about what we proposed today or this evening is the fact that we actually have 3 options identified that people can elect based upon their unique circumstances. So we have a health insurance subsidy that we're talking about. We have a cash incentive, and we have a leave conversion benefit. And we're not allowing people to mix and match, but there are 3 distinct options that if the board would, first of all, approve this policy at a second reading and then decide to offer an incentive this year, people would have some choice. And we think that's important. People need to have some sense of self-determination. So we like that part of it. And that was something that the board liked as well. I didn't know how they would take that.
And there was also discussion, Mr. Lorenz, that this does provide for flexibility in the future in the condition or the state of whatever changes. The board can easily modify this policy going forward as
well. Yeah, we were very intentional in crafting the language in a way that does not create any expectation or sense of entitlement. This is something that is up to the discretion of the board on a year-by-year basis. They can elect to do it, not to do it. If they do it, they can elect to change it without altering the policy. So there's a lot of latitude and flexibility built into the policy itself.
Okay. This was, and again, there was a lot of discussion. This is an extensive policy.
And it essentially combines the current policy and an additional resource or an additional exhibit. And it was confusing because you had to go from policy to the resource back to the policy. We tried to blend them all into a single document.
First reading. Approved unanimously by the board.
And again, that's Ron Lorenz, superintendent of the Red Oak Community School District, visiting with us after the Wednesday, June 17th meeting of the Board of Directors.